Well, we want to stick with the markets and also some of the economic data that we got earlier today. For that, we're going to bring in Edward Moya. He is the OANDA Senior Market Analyst. And Edward, thanks for joining us today. And I want to start with the inflation numbers that we got this morning. The headline number on the PCE, that was up 0.4%, 4.3% year over year. The core number, that was up 3%, or 0.3%, 3.6% year over year. These are the highest readings we've seen since what, 1991, 92, somewhere in there, basically 30 years. Inflation doesn't seem to be ebbing here, despite all the jawboning by Chair Powell and some of the other central bankers. What's going on?
Very much so. And I think right now what we're having is a reset of inflation expectations. I mean, I was guilty of it, too. I thought that we were going to have a transitory story starting to take effect now. And it just turns out these supply chain issues are not really being alleviated. I think there was some hope today, like we did hear from GM, and they are saying that the chip shortage is slowly improving. But I think what we're probably going to see is that we're not going to get beyond these commodity price surges. And I think right now, the chip shortage is not really going to be rectified until early next year. So I think we're going to have a very tough earnings season. And right now, it's going to be very difficult for companies to just to continue to have to deal with these higher costs.
Yeah, it makes you wonder if they're going to have pricing power or not. That means, are they going to be able to pass prices down to consumers? Your thoughts on that? We've seen elevated prices here, but at what point is it simply too much where we see demand ebb the way we did with used cars a few months ago?
Well, and I think right now the consumer is still strong, but I mean, we have to remember we've seen the expiration of those pandemic unemployment benefits in September. And now what you're probably going to see is that there are about 6 million Americans that are no longer receiving some type of benefit. So I think they're going to be incentivized to return to the workforce. And we'll see exactly what happens as far as wage pressures go. But I think that the outlook is still relatively strong for the U.S. You're probably going to have some of the growth that we're anticipating in the fourth quarter get pushed into next quarter. But still, I think there's still good reason to be optimistic for the economy. I think it's going to be a bumpy couple of months, and we have too many risks emerging. And I think that's one of the big concerns, whether it's China, whether it's a energy crunch. I think there's just a lot more risks right now. And I think Wall Street's a little bit nervous, and just for the short term. But I think long term, everyone's still relatively bullish.
Yeah, well, let's talk about that energy crunch. We're seeing soaring prices for coal in China. They're rationing electricity with rolling blackouts, not something that we expect to see in a huge booming economy there. What are the implications for the holiday shopping season here? We heard, I believe, Vice President Kamala Harris said it was a month ago, and when she was in Singapore, that people need to start doing their Christmas shopping now. And that was late August.
That news caught me by surprise, and I think it was too early to talk to my
no pumpkin spice lattes out then either.
Yeah, I think right now, you know, it's still very early. I think there is going to be some pressure. I think what you're going to see, these supply chain issues. I mean, there's too many, you know, ships waiting at ports to dock, and I think that you're going to see there is going to be a crunch for your high ticket items. I would say definitely commit early, but for the most part, I think the consumer is still going to be fairly strong. I think that you're probably going to see that as COVID models are indicating right now, if we do have a strong vaccination rate amongst children, and if we start to see no variants of risk, you're going to probably see this economy is going to really have that reopening trade that we're anticipating. And I think you're going to see, you know, Broadway be, you know, bustling, and you're probably going to have, I think, more travel. And I think that's what this economy is really going to benefit from. I think there's still a tremendous amount of pent up demand. A lot of families did not vacation, did not really do much. And I think that you're still seeing that there's, I think, a strong upside here by the consumer. And that hopefully won't get disrupted by inflation.
Yeah, I got a little bit of the travel bug in me myself. But I want to talk to you about the bond market and what you're seeing in the yield curve, what that's telling you, and how it relates to our discussion here about the reopening, maybe the reflation. On the Wi-Fi Interactive, I have a 10-year T-note yield chart going back 2 months, and I've shown this to other analysts. We saw this break to the upside in yields. It doesn't look that big here, but this is a big move in the bond market, and we've seen yields come back a little bit, kind of supporting that move into value, the banks and energy. What does this say to you?
Well, I think right now what we're starting to see is, you know, the bond market, they're completely changing their minds on inflation. I think that you're seeing that there is this belief that we're starting to see it abroad. Central banks are tightening. There's this growing pressure. It really started with the Bank of England when they kind of had a hawkish tilt not too long ago. And now I think you're probably going to see just higher inflation readings. I think more complaints on manufacturers. You know, I think this earnings season, it's going to be a pretty, you know, steady theme of these pricing pressures are not alleviating. We're going to have to pass them on to the consumer. And I think that story is probably going to, you know, go for a couple of months. And right now, that's allowing, I think, the market to price in, I think, more rate hikes, because you're probably going to see a Feds that's going to have to abandon that transitory argument. They might redefine transitory and just say it's a little bit extended. But the, right now, I think you're going to see that the Treasury yield curve, it's going to steepen. I think, you know, I mean, compared to a quarter, we're not that much higher. But for right now, I think you're still seeing some more upside here. But I think right now it's going to probably consolidate slightly a little bit higher. And then I think we're really going to have to wait and see exactly on what happens in the labor market. Because I think if we do see a big improvement with hiring as these Americans that were feeling more confident in returning to the labor force now that possibly their kids can go back to school, I think you're going to see this economy is going to really hit another gear.